Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings here. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. We are once again at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, getting ready for the week five of the NFL kickoff. And I am joined by my co-host, who is not on site with me today, but he's somewhere in the United States. Please welcome to the show, downtown Wayne Brown. What's up, Wayne?
All right, Mean Gene, I am here. I'm in down here in Alabama, about to watch the Alabama State versus Jackson State football game. So I'm here in Alabama, in Montgomery, Alabama.
Hey, man, you can't beat that. At first, I thought you was going to say you was going to talk to Nick Saban, man. I was going to be like, what?
Not quite.
So, okay, I got it. We all clear now. We good to go. So, hey, folks, once again, the show is brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. It is the official home of the Mean Gene Show, the Sports King Show, the Picks Are In Show. We are here every other weekend, folks, doing our thing here at 4455 Paradise Road. And, Wayne, hey, you already know the scene, right? It's a Friday, and folks are checking in and getting ready to have one hell of a weekend here in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, that is the place to be right now. I mean, Vegas has just finished showing that it is proven to be a football city. And people are coming there by droves, not just to support, not in support of the Raiders, just the fact that it is a showing that it can be a football city that can host sports, period. So I'm enjoying every bit of my time in Vegas when I'm there.
Hey, man. Hey, look, we miss you. We know you're going to be back here in a couple of weeks when we get ready for the Raiders and the Texans game that's going to be taking place, along with Patrick Creighton from ESPN Houston. So we're going to have a great show on the Sports King Show. We also brought to you by Captain, folks. Captain, changing mobility for good. Getting one of those Teslas, one of them big long limousines. I rode in a nice Tesla this time, Wayne. They dropped me off at the front door of the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, like they always do. And we got to get you in one of those, Wayne.
Hey, Captain. I'm ready.
Hey, man. So, look, okay, the week five got underway on Thursday night, and we have to talk about, you know what? I don't know what to say, fortunately or unfortunately, but from the looks of what happened Thursday night in the Indianapolis Colts, Denver Broncos game, I have to say, fortunately, I didn't see much of the game because I was at T-Mobile arena watching the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. But what the hell was that, Wayne?
Oh, man, wake me up when it's over. Is it over yet?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it just didn't. What happened?
Well, you know, Denver, they brought in Russell Wilson looking for the offense. I mean, they've always had a good defense. They brought in Russell looking for the offense, and right now they're just not clicking the way they should be, what they had expected. So I don't know. They're going to have to turn things around offensively. And I'm not saying it's Russell's fault or anything like that, but they're not getting what they bargained for with Russell, even though he's maintaining a positive attitude with this whole situation. But,
well,
they're struggling.
You know, look, I asked Christina, you know, our creative services manager, who's right to my left. She was disappointed, too, in that Denver Broncos game. But, man, look here. 12-9, and that was overtime. That was the score of the game. 12-9. And when I did look at the TV monitors where I was at, I saw 9-9. And I said, you got to be kidding me. This game is going into overtime. You have already bored us for 2.5 hours. Now you got to take 10 more minutes of my time.
I will guarantee you, before this baseball season is over, there's going to be a better score than that.
Oh, man, I said, please let somebody score so we don't have to be faced with the overtime. So, look, I don't know who had the over-unders. I don't even know what they was. You know, that's not my expertise, okay? But I'm sure whoever had the over is bankrupt now.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Oh, man. So, okay, look, I know the Broncos are like, man, you know, I heard a guy say today, I was listening to some guys talk about the game, and they were trying to justify Russell Wilson's contract, and they said, hey, this guy got paid for what he has done, and you know, but I got to think that the Broncos have got to be having some buyer's remorse. What do you think?
Well, you know, there was a reason why Seattle didn't fight this and let him walk. I mean, they started seeing this, and I'm not saying he's declining, but maybe I am saying he's declining. He's yeah. not producing much like he did in mm-hmm. the past, and it's starting to show. And,
yeah.
You know, it unfortunately, you know, for Denver, you know, they got what they bargained for.
Well,
I can't say they did get what they
bargained
for.
Well, no, Seattle got the better end of that deal.
Exactly. I mean, they were looking for a reincarnation of the Peyton Manning trade.
I think so.
Yeah,
well, not gonna happen. And I feel the same way about Aaron Rodgers. You know, we'll talk about him in a little bit here because he's another quarterback that's showing, you know, some decline. But, hey, let's jump right on into the countdown, man. So we got the Thursday night game out the way. So the first game that's going to come up on Sunday actually is going to take place overseas as the NFL continues their series of games over in London. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers, you got the 3-1 Giants at the Green Bay Packers, 3-1. You wouldn't think, I mean, this is really going to be a good game. This game should have been played in the United States. The folks over in London are going to get a good game because the Giants may not look like they 3-1, but they are 3-1. And the Packers are tied right there with the Vikings. So I call it Separation Sunday, you know, on the Mean Gene Show. So who you liking this one?
I'm going to go with the Packers on this one. I mean, with the Giants, you know, you had an injury to Daniels last week, and they brought in Tyrod Taylor, and he got a concussion, so you had to bring Daniels back in with the injury, so I don't think he's fully recovered from that. So I'm looking for the Packers in this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Packers, too, even though I think Saquon Barkley is probably one of the main reasons why the Giants are 3-1, but and he's just been playing some hella ball, Wayne, but so you're going to take the Packers on this one, and I'm going to take the Packers too, so we agree on that one. All right, the next game we got is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 1-3 at the Buffalo Bills. Bills are 3-1. This game is going to be played in Buffalo, Highmark Stadium there. The Steelers lose last week to the Jets. Are you kidding me? They lose to the Jets 24-20, and Buffalo wins on the road at Baltimore, 23-20. This is not a game that Pittsburgh is probably going to win. Let me just go ahead and get my pick out there. I think Buffalo is probably going to beat them. But Kenny Pickett now is the starting quarterback. Wayne, what do you think about Mike Tomlin making that move to go with the rookie?
Well, you know, Tomlin, he's been a great motivator as a coach over the years. This is going to be one year where he really has to put in work. I don't see the Steelers winning this game, so I'm going with the Bills.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, it breaks my heart. I have to go against these Steelers here. The next game we have is the L.A. Chargers, 2-2, at the Cleveland Browns, 2-2. Notice the theme, Separation Sunday. A lot of teams tied here. Both of these teams tied. Someone's going to be 2-3. Someone's going to be 3-2. The Chargers are not at home because the Rams are at home against the Cowboys. So they got to travel all the way to the East Coast to play Cleveland. Weather should be better now. No more hurricanes or anything out there. I think the Chargers win. Wayne, who do you like?
You know what? I haven't been impressed with the Chargers over the last couple of weeks, and I don't know that they get it together. This is going to be a tough play. But then again, I think Garrett won't be playing, so that might help them out. But I'm going to give the edge to Cleveland at a tough ball game.
Ooh. Well, I tell you what now, and it's a must-win for both of these teams because the Chargers are not out of it in the AFC West, and the Browns are not out of it in the NFC, in the, what are they, AFC North.
AFC.
So, Correct. But you got to be proud of Mike Williams, who has led the team with 7 catches, 120 yards last week. No Keenan Allen. No one is even asking about Keenan Allen because – Herbert is able to give the ball to Allen, and then Eckler probably had his better game of the year, last week. So who do you like in this one again?
I'm going with the Browns in a tough
ball. Ooh, I'm going to take the Chargers, Wayne. You're getting to be like Dustin, man. We disagreeing. I remember one show a couple of years ago, me and Dustin disagreed on every damn pick.
Right.
So here we go. So I tell you what. So I got the Chargers. You got the Browns in this one. All right. The next game we have is, oh, Lord, I tell you, these games, I don't know if this game is going to be as awful as the game Thursday night. How about the 0-3-1 Texans? So they haven't won a game. They lost three, and they tied one. They going to TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville to take on the 2-2, surprisingly 2-2 Jacksonville Jaguars. Can the Texans get their first official win of the year?
Mark my word, Texans will not get their first
win.
Oh,
you got me. Wayne says, mark my word, the Texans will not get their first win. All right, that's funny.
Christina, play well.
who you like in this one?
I'm thinking Jaguars.
Christina likes the Jaguars.
There she go. Yeah.
Wayne said, there you go. He said, there's a reason why you're not on the show every week. No, he didn't. He didn't say that. Jacksonville hung in there with Philly last week. They were up 14-0 before Philly realized they was playing a damn football game. And then they had to come back and beat them 29-21.
Right. Jacksonville is slowly getting it together. So is Houston. I give Houston. They're fighting hard. They're just not getting the win. And unfortunately, they will not get a win.
We disagree again, my friend. This is a conference game. This is an AFC South division game. The Texans get their first win of the year against the Jaguars.
Okay.
All right. The next game we got. Oh, Wayne, I have to tell you, man, this is the funniest. The funniest thing happened while we were taping the Mean Gene Show for KDWN. And I had a fan and a guest of the hotel. She came up and gave some business to the Vikings. And Kirk Cousins, So you're going to have to listen to this. Oh, this is the funniest thing I ever heard. Because, I didn't know what she was going to say. She says, can I swear? I said, no, ma'am, please don't. But anyway, she didn't like Kirk Cousins, and she think they should get rid of Kirk Cousins and go get Colin Kaepernick. And that's, wow. So
very interesting. Wow.
But I didn't, she left before I could tell her that they're 3-1. Why do they have to do anything? They're 3-1. They're at home this weekend against the Bears. Now, this is an NFC North matchup here. So, who wins this one, Wayne?
I'm going with the Vikings. In fact, the Vikings are my pick to win the NFC North. Like you said, they're 3-1. They may not be looking good. They may not be impressing everyone.
Right.
Especially the Minnesota fans. I don't know what they expect. It's not like they're a Super Bowl talented team, but they are capable of winning that division, and they will win that division.
I tell you what. We agree on this one. I like the Vikings, but, the Bears, I haven't seen enough. When David Montgomery went down, and then Khalil Herbert is just not the same running back that David Montgomery is, and David Montgomery's been sort of a workhorse, for the Bears, and Darnell Mooney is yet to really do anything. I don't know. I think this is a big game. I think the game is too big for the Bears, so I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I think the Minnesota Vikings is going to win this game.
Absolutely.
All right. The next game we got the 1-3 Detroit Lions at the 1-3 New England Patriots. Let's see here. Lions get – The Lions, they was in that shootout game with Seattle last week, 48-45. You realize this is the second game they have lost by 3 points. You remember they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. And now, what is it going to take for the Lions to get a win? They play damn good football. They just don't have nothing to show for it in the win column. And then the Patriots, they lose a close game at Green Bay in overtime, 27-24. Wow. Don't let the records fool you. This is really a game worth watching to see if Detroit can win it.
Right. I put Bill Belichick in that same shoes as I put Mike Tomlin in. They really have to coach this year. Mm-hmm. They don't have what they've had in the past. They can't just motivate a team or will a team to a win. They really need to coach these teams to win. And in that, with with Detroit, you know, they're playing good ball. You're going to have to be able to put up some points with them. Mm-hmm. And right there, their running back, Jamal Williams, he got the fine for an extra little twist in his swag of his dance. So they fined him for one too many twists on his touchdown celebration.
No.
So in saying so, I do like Detroit. I like Detroit to win.
I like Detroit, too, because you talk about Jamal Williams. He rushed for 108 yards, two touchdowns in week four. You know, he's being compared to almost like an LT with some of the numbers that he's putting up, you know, this year. And T.J. Hockenson, I just like the team. You know, man, you feel bad for him at the end of the day. You go to Seattle. Well, no, this is at home. 48-45, man. I'm like, this was a crazy game they played against Seattle. But Geno Smith got the better of the deal. But this Detroit team is playing some great football. I'm going with Detroit, too, because I don't think Brian Hoyer is the answer. Mac Jones, I don't think he's going to play in this game. But Hoyer, you know, Hoyer is just a backup quarterback that's been around the league for a very long time. But I think Detroit's gonna take care of business on the road, by the way.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is going to be a good game, but I agree with you. Hoyer, he has the experience of a backup quarterback, but I don't think that New England will win this game.
All right. Hey, the next game, speaking of Seattle Seahawks 2-2 at the New Orleans Saints 1-3. Saints need a win in a bad way. They are 1-3. I think they won their first game of the year, and that was it. They lose to the Vikings over in London. So now they're back home in the Mercedes-Benz, Caesars Superdome, and they need the win. I don't know, Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton. It looked like Winston still out. Andy Dalton, another veteran, almost like Hoyer, you know, keeps a job in the league because players like Winston gets hurt. Seattle, Geno Smith is surprising. Whatever Seattle did in getting rid of Russell Wilson, they were highly confident that Geno Smith would be able to ride the ship, because remember, Denver gave up a lot of draft picks. So Seattle's going to, if they go bad this year, they're not going to be bad for long because they got the better end of that trade. So who do you like in this game?
You know, me and Gene, I think Seattle put the ball in Geno Smith's hand just not to lose game, not to turn the ball over, just to play controlled football.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing, and they're relying on their defense. Pete Carroll has always been a defensive guy, and he's relying on his defense now. And I like Seattle, but you know what? This is one game that I think the Saints are going to come through, and they're going to come through again.
Wow, you going with the Saints?
I'm going with the Saints on a double-digit win.
And Andy Dalton?
And Andy Dalton.
Okay.
On a double-digit, because this is a must-win, as you said, and they are in New Orleans. I just see a double-digit win. This is.
You think they're going to put some voodoo on them or something? You know, they can put a little voodoo on them or something. You know, I have to throw that in there every once in a while. I got to see who they playing on Halloween, okay?
Right. Oh, they are playing the Raiders. I can tell you that. On October 30th, they're playing the Raiders.
The Saints play the Raiders on October 30th? That's
yes,
one,
they do.
That's going to be a scary matchup. Hey, I got to save that one for what? The end of the month, okay?
Right.
All right. Hey, you know what? I'm going with Seattle. I would be the first one to say Geno. I talked about Geno and who the other quarterback is there. Either way, I just said they both were bad. And Geno, right, man, they 2-2. They win. They come out of there. They're going to be over 500. They would be 3-2, and the Saints will be 1-4, which won't be pretty. But you got the Saints. I got the Seahawks. All right. The next game we got is the Miami Dolphins. Hey, did anybody tell the Miami Dolphins that they shouldn't be 3-1? They are 3-1, and they are at the New York Jets 2-2. Scary game here because the Jets are not as bad as the Jets used to be, Wayne.
Again, Mean Gene, the Jets always play Miami tough.
Indeed.
There have been years when Jets have not won a game. Their closest game would always come against Miami. They're going to be at home. They're going to be motivated.
Mm-hmm.
No Tua this week. Mm-hmm. They're finally going to listen to somebody and sit Tua down. And they're not gonna win this game. Jets going to win this game. And here go the Jets giving their second.
This is my water? Okay. All right, give me some water, Wayne. You know how it goes here. So you got the Jets winning this game?
I got the Jets winning this game.
All right. Well, look, the Dolphins. So if the Dolphins are 3-1. The Buffalo Bills are 3-1. This division all of a sudden has gotten really interesting. Now, the only problem though is that you're talking about Teddy Bridgewater is expected to make the start, right? And right. So we don't know Tua. You know, bless his heart, that concussion stuff is no joke. You can only blame the Dolphins. The Dolphins are lucky that they're 3-1 still, because they, you know, they could be undefeated. But I agree with you. The Jets are really good, Wayne, and I just don't believe in Zach Wilson. But I do like Breece Hall, who's getting it done. I like the other running back, Michael Carter, and Garrett Wilson, the rookie who got drafted there. So you going with the Jets, right?
Yeah, the Jets are the second best 1-6 team in the division. Right
yeah,
now, or
yeah,
1-3 team.
No, they 2-2.
Oh, are they 2-2?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Jets are 2-2. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go with the Jets too, because I think the defense is gonna really put some pressure on Teddy Bridgewater. I see that happening. Yeah, I see that happening. So I'm gonna go with the Jets. All right, the next game we got, Wayne, is this is an NFC South matchup here. You got the Atlanta Falcons 2-2 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2-2. Who wins on Sunday?
By far, and going away, Tampa Bay needs this win. They need it. They need it bad because people are starting to count Tom Brady out. They're saying he's being distracted because of issues with his wife. You know, he's getting divorced. He's missing his son's game. Tom Brady is a motivator when it comes to issues against him. So I like Tom Brady and I like the Buccaneers.
Christina, who you like in this game?
Buccaneers.
You like the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what Wayne is telling me, that, you know, the Buccaneers need the game. They need to win. And the distraction, the distraction with Tom Brady, and is it Giselle? Is that how you pronounce her name? So,
yes.
You know, hey, it happens. This seems to be the year of the divorce, by the way. Seems like everybody's getting divorced.
Hey, Mean Gene, my ex-wife's name is Giselle.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Your ex-wife's name is Giselle?
Yes, it is. And she was just as beautiful as Giselle.
Does Tom Brady know about that? Tom Brady know you was double-dipping with his woman? Hey, I did not know that, Wayne.
Yes.
Wow. So, well, look, and if that's not bad enough, then Antonio Brown, his dumb behind, is going to tweet a picture of Giselle hugging him. Like, what is wrong with Antonio Brown? Now, I know
we
look.
Not had enough of him.
Tony, I don't know. So that's a whole nother show. But anyway, hey, Marcus Mariota, the Falcons are in a good spot. 2-2. The Buccaneers 2-2. You know, and Buccaneers are favorite, you know, to get to the Super Bowl. But, man, Separation Sunday again. Somebody's got to be 3-2. And the game is at Raymond James Stadium, a place that I love to visit, by the way. I tell you what, I will go with the Buccaneers. I think they get it together. I think Fournette is just running the ball crazy. Godwin is healthy. Of course. And then, hey, Julio Jones is playing against his old team. How about that?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, so you know he's going to want to clown, right? He's going to want to put up some. I wouldn't be surprised. Can I make a bold prediction then? I'm going to go on the record and say Julio Jones has over 100 yards in this game catching.
Well, you know what, Mean Gene?
Mm-hmm.
That is not too far off, because that is the story of Julio Jones' career. You'll see that he racks up a lot of yards, but he very seldom get in the end zone.
You're right about that. Now, yeah, he'll rack up the yards, but you're right. Well, look, Brady's got other guys that can get in that end zone. He's still, you know, Mike Evans had a hell of a game a while back, so – Mike Evans is a fun guy, man. I had a chance to talk to him during that year they won the Super Bowl. I got a chance to interview him, man. He's a Texas guy too, by the way, Texas Tech guy. So, but all right, I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers too to get this win over the Falcons. But it's gonna be a good game, though. All right, the next game we have is the Tennessee Titans 2-2 at the Washington Redskins, Washington football team, Washington Commanders. Damn it, please don't change your name again. Please stick with a name so we can get it right. 1-3. I feel bad for Ron Rivera. He's a much better coach. They lose last week to the Cowboys. Cowboys just basically beat the brakes off of them, 25-10. Carson Wentz is the Carson Wentz that Philadelphia got rid of and that Indianapolis got rid of. And then Ryan Tannehill, the Titans are slowly getting it together. You know, they were 0-2, and then they get their first win against the Raiders, and they haven't lost a game since, Wayne. So who you like in this game? The game is going to be at FedEx Field in D.C.
Well, I do like the Titans, mean Gene, but I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a hard-fought game because the Commanders are going to come to play. They got to show some pride in who they are. So I think they're going to come to play. It's going to be a hard-fought game, but I think the Titans are going to pull this game out.
Do you know the tight end, the rookie tight end on the Titans? Do you know how to pronounce his damn name?
What the? I don't even try.
Rayleigh. Christina, you see that?
Right here.
How do you pronounce that? Chigozim Akanuwu. Hey, you know I just screwed it up, right? The Titans are never going to give us a press pass. They never. I had the chef of the Titans, Anwar Smith. He was on my show last year. We talked about the meals he cooked for the teams and all of that. He's not even going to answer my calls no more because I just butchered this guy's name. Hey, he's a rookie. We'll get it right by his third or fourth year, okay? We'll get it right. But anyway, he did have his first career touchdown. That's what I was trying to get at. I said all that because he had his first career touchdown. But the Titans are actually playing better football now, Wayne. And who do you like here?
I like the Titans in a close-fought game.
Okay, so I'm going to roll with the Titans, too. Christina, who you got? Can you? I called Christina Rayleigh, and I know I'm going to hear about that. Well, they both are just so smart and helpful. So I,
there we go.
Yes. All right, so the next game we have is the 49ers at the Carolina Panthers. The 2-2 49ers at the Carolina Panthers. Now, you know that's where Dustin's from, Charlotte. He covers this team week in and week out. And because he's been under the weather, I haven't had a chance to really talk to him about how bad the Panthers are. But they are just god-awful bad, Wayne. I mean, Wayne, they're really bad.
You know, there's a reason why Dustin is feeling under the weather. And it's the Panthers. It is the Panthers. So yeah. I'm putting all of that on the Panthers. And that, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think the 49ers are really starting to pick it up, and they're a good team. They're just one of the better teams in the NFL.
Well, you know what I said on the Mean Gene show earlier is that, you know, everyone was preparing for Trey Lance. He gets hurt. Now you got Jimmy Garoppolo, who is a good quarterback. There's a reason why the guy has a $141 million contract. You don't get that by being no backup quarterback, right? So Garoppolo,
the reason why they did not let him go.
There's a reason why they didn't let him go. Folks are starting to see that. The 49ers are going to be a pain, and everybody's behind. And the Panthers, I'm sorry. I wish we could talk to Dustin today. I'd probably give him a call tonight, check him, because the Charlotte Hornets, you know, the NBA basketball preseason is going on. So Dustin is actually covering the Hornets game tonight. So, but the Panthers, Baker Mayfield, are we Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield? Probably a bad comparison because Baker is still a young quarterback that can turn it around and get it together. But, man, Panthers got to be upset that they're not getting a return on their investment.
Right. At this point, they kind of wish that Darnold wasn't hurt. They might have a little controversy there.
I'm starting to hear that. I can't wait to Dustin getting addressed that because Sam Darnold is still out there. And Baker, I don't know, man. I always said I love the guy. I just wish he would just shut up and play football. Less progressive commercials, you know, and more football, which we haven't seen, you know, those commercials anymore. But I like the 49ers, too. I think that's what you're going with, right?
Yeah, but I do want to tell Dustin I love you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Dustin, man. It was a tough choice, Dustin. We had to go against you, and He's probably cursing us out from his living room home right now. So, all right, the next game, whoo, man, I know we're getting to the bottom because the best matchups of the day are your late games and Sunday night, Monday night. How about this one? Philadelphia Eagles 4-0 at the Arizona Cardinals 2-2. Cardinals need a win to stay competitive in the NFC West. Are the Eagles for real at 4-0, and can they come out of there 5-0, Wayne?
Wow, this one is tough.
It's a tough one, man. The Eagles have been.
This is a tough one. I don't believe that the Eagles are for real, nor do I believe that the Cardinals are all that either. I'm gonna go with the Eagles. This is a toss up for me. I'm going to go with the Eagles on the road, just because they are 5-0. I'll go with a winner until they lose. So they have not lost. And I'll get to my take on the Eagles when we kind of talk about the Cowboys.
Okay.
At that same time.
Well, I tell you what, you know, here's a stat that stands out. Probably doesn't mean nothing at 4-0, but here's the kicker with the stat. The Eagles became the seventh team since 1970 to begin the season 4-0. And, are you ready? And record 400 total yards of offense in each game. That's pretty damn impressive.
Impressive, yes.
And the offense we talk about is A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Jalen Hurts. We can throw him in there. There's your 400 yards of offense.
Yeah, you know, Jalen Hurts, he's been getting the tail end of a lot of criticism over the years, you know, because that Eagles is a tough place. Philadelphia is the toughest place to play.
It is.
If you don't get it right there, those fans will let you know.
Yeah, they will.
But he kept his head up high, and he's starting to win the fans over, and he's doing a good job.
Perfect timing for him because you're right. The Philadelphia Eagles fans are really hardcore. As a matter of fact, they booed Santa Claus one time. Santa Claus was at the game doing halftime, and the fans just booed him. They're like, get out of here. I'm like, are you kidding me? Hey, this game is at State Farm Arena, State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, I think it is. Yeah, State Farm Stadium. And So, the Cardinals, you know, I keep thinking back to the last horrible game they played at home was when the Chiefs went there and just beat the brakes off of them. I can see this happening again, but Kyler Murray, you know, if he's in video game mode tomorrow, and both of these quarterbacks are just spectacular quarterbacks. So, man, you really get to see Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, who both played their football at Oklahoma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
Who did they play for? They played under Lincoln Riley, who has a history of getting Heisman candidate in quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's doing it up at USC. So
absolutely.
I'm going with the Eagles in this game as well. To see them at 5-0, this would be a quality win. Beating up on teams like Jacksonville and Washington, that's not going to help. But if you can get a quality win over a Cardinals team, that would be pretty good. So, hey, the next game here. So let me tell you what happened here. Dennis Sharma calls me this morning, and he says, Mean Gene, can you get on the plane and meet me at SoFi Stadium tomorrow? I have an extra ticket in the suites at SoFi. He said, I would pick you up at the airport, and we go to the game, and then you can fly back to Vegas. And I'm like, I thought about it for a minute. But, you know, I hate the Cowboys. As much as I wanted to say, yeah, I want to go, I can't do all of that for the Cowboys. I'm like, Diddy, come on, man. You know how much trouble that is for me to have to go back through the airport, through security, get from Vegas to L.A. And good thing the stadium is right across the highway from the airport. That wasn't a problem. Then I had to get back to Las Vegas, and then to leave Monday, I'm like, But that wasn't it. It's the Cowboys.
Exactly right.
I can't tell people I did all of that for the Cowboys. If it was the Steelers or the Raiders, maybe. But man, but this is
quote unquote America.
Yeah. Hey man, and I know our buddy George would have just loved for me to be in LA to see his Cowboys. So, hey, 3-1 Dallas Cowboys, 2-2 Los Angeles Rams. This is going to be one hell of a game. And Wayne, I'm going to be watching it from the skybox inside Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, which is open now. So
it's open now.
I will be there all day. Well, actually, I'll be there as soon as we get done with the show. I'm going to break down, and I will be there watching baseball, and there's some college football on tonight. And I will be there all day tomorrow and all day Sunday. So,
wow, can't wait.
Christina, is it open Saturdays for college football?
What?
The Skybox.
Yep.
Okay, so, yes, she confirmed it. You know, Christina knows everything. You know that, right? She says it. Yeah. Bright and early. Oh, yes. It's the weekend. Yes. Yes. That's right. It's Saturday. Oh, yeah. I got to remember. I got to come down here and do a show. I might be out there thinking, hey, wait a minute. Am I supposed to be doing something? Yeah. I'm supposed to be doing the show. So who you liking this game, man? Rams, Matthew Stafford has not looked like Matthew Stafford. I don't know. Something about the Cowboys. Everybody plays them tough. That defense, I think, hey, if Cooper Rush is going to meet Aaron Donald tomorrow, and Sunday, I mean. I keep thinking today is Saturday. So I think I skipped up a game. All right, so Cowboys are 3-1. You got to give it to them, Wayne. They're 3-1. I don't care how they're doing it or who they're playing. The record is their record. It's 3-1. You can't take that away from them. But this would be their biggest test. Even though the Rams ain't playing – good football. Matthew Stafford just looks bad. And he's one of my fantasy football quarterbacks. I can barely get 10, 11 points out of that guy. I think he plays well Sunday, and I think they beat Dallas. I'm going with the Rams.
That's the reason why, I mean, Gene, that I don't listen to you in fantasy.
Hey, don't listen to me in fantasy. I'm 0-4. I haven't won a game yet. So please don't listen to me.
And here you are providing picks, huh?
Well, look, hey, the one thing about this is a team game. Fantasy is an individual player's game. So I think the Rams as a team will beat the Dallas Cowboys come Sunday. Sunday.
And I'm going to give you my take on that. When I held up my take on the Philadelphia Eagles, and I wanted to compare them with the Cowboys, one thing that we must realize that those two teams have had the weakest strength of schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
This season.
I agree with you.
So they are expected. Now, don't get me wrong. You play who's in front. Now, Cowboys did beat Cincinnati and a team that, you know, is a borderline team. Sure, they went to the Super Bowl last year. They caught fire at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they went to the Super Bowl, and that's, you know, and then they made their way there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that Cincinnati is still trying to turn it around,
mm-hmm.
and the Cowboys, you know, the Cowboys got them early and
took advantage of it. I agree with you.
That's what you're supposed to do. So yeah. You take care of the team that's in front of you. But other than that, you know, they started playing in the NFC East. They had the Commanders. They had the Giants. And, you know, they got those three good wins. But I just like Philadelphia, you know, both of them were tied for the weakest schedule in the league. So I expect for things to turn around. But when it comes to the Rams, if they get down in this game, they will not come back. That's one thing that I've noticed about Coach McVay. When he's down, if you're noticing, he'll become a deer in headlights. He don't know how to react, make adjustments to win. He can make adjustments when they're ahead.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You make those adjustments, but when they're down, he struggles.
I noticed that, Wayne. Yeah.
So if the Cowboys jump out early, the Cowboys will win this game.
Okay.
If they do not jump out early, the Rams will win, but I'm gonna go with the Rams because again, as you said, Cooper Rush will be meeting.
He's gonna meet that whole defense. As a matter of fact, he's gonna meet Bobby Wagner and Jalen Ramsey. Hey, speaking of Bobby Wagner, did you see the fan that ran out on the football field during the 49ers game and Bobby Wagner knocked the you know what out of him?
Exactly.
Oh my, I felt bad. Well, look, I didn't feel bad for the fan because hey, you wanna get 5 minutes of fame on that. Well, they don't show it on TV anymore, but the fans saw it, and they also saw Bobby Wagner. So if you ever, you know, want to know what it feels like to get hit by an NFL player with full pads, you can go ask that fan who's probably still in jail in L.A. somewhere.
Yeah, and I tell you about Bobby Wagner. I've been knowing this kid for a very long time. Him and my son were best friends in high school, and Wagner, I used to, you know, tote him around to practice and things like that.
Oh, wow.
He's the nicest kid you ever want to meet. But
he didn't look too nice to that fan. And wait a minute. And he took great pride knowing that it was probably a 49ers fan.
Daddy. Right.
Well, you know, it was a 49ers fan because the game was in San Francisco. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, Northern no
Cal
wonder.
Their political views, so this man probably has some kind of political view to express.
Yeah, so, wow, that was incredible. All right, the next game we have, I think we just got about, like, two more games here. This is your Sunday night game. Actually, we just got one more game left. Sunday night game, the Cincinnati Bengals 2-2 at the Baltimore Ravens 2-2. And this is why I always call week five of the NFL Separation Sunday, because historically, you got a lot of 2-2 teams, and they're playing each other. So this is Separation Sunday. Bengals got off to a horrible 0-2 start, have won every game since. Baltimore still reeling after losing at home to the Buffalo Bills, a team that they know they have to get past if they're going to get to the Super Bowl. They ruined it last week, Wayne. The game is in Baltimore. I think they're going to be a little bit upset. Who you like in this AFC North division matchup?
Well, Gene, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a special guest on the show.
Yes, we did.
Do we? If we need to talk about it, if we need to give Mr. Icky Wood a call,
well, Icky is probably happy now that Icky won't talk to us anymore because his team was 0-2, and he's gonna blame it on the fact that he came to Vegas and hung out with Mean Gene. And now, since he hasn't talked to us, his team is 2-0. He'll probably talk to us now because they won two in a row. This is going to be a tough game, though. It's a tough game.
I see the Ravens winning this game. I think the Ravens have a lot of pride. I mean, they blown some big leads.
Wayne's going with the Ravens.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going.
Who you
with
like,
the Ravens.
Christina? Christina's going with the Bengals.
Christina, I thought you had love for me. Christina, you were with me on the show.
Wayne said he thought you had love for him. You've been rolling with him the whole show. Now you want to just go solo. She said, sorry, Wayne. She said, sorry. She did that because she know that you're not here and she can get away with it.
Okay, all right. I'll see you soon.
Oh, man. Hey. I think the Bengals are coming back, though. I think we saw the worst of the Bengals. I think they've shaken off that Super Bowl hangover now, Wayne. I'm going with the Bengals. I'm going to have to roll with Christina on this one.
Okay. Don't listen to Christina's name, James.
I know it. Hey, look here. And you know what? Look,
hanging out for too long.
As a Steelers fan, you know I hate both of these teams, right? So.
Right.
But I know somebody's got to win. I want to see Lamar Jackson get his money, but he's struggled, though, man, against the Bills. That doggone, what's his name, Von Miller? Von Miller's reintroducing himself to a lot of people, too.
Right. Yeah.
Yep, so all right. Well, I'll tell you what. And see, we say the best for last because I know you are silver and black all the way, and that's why we had Gabe Santiago on the show earlier. He rose with the silver and black. And the silver and black plays Monday Night Football. The 1-3 Raiders at the 3-1 Chiefs. Don't look at the records. They don't even matter. This is a divisional matchup. I know what the Raiders did in Kansas City last year. They went there and stole one. And Wayne, you probably have to agree with me that the Raiders do not look like a 1-3 team. They should probably be 3-1.
I would absolutely agree with that. And, you know, and I'm not saying this from the heart as a Raider fan, but they've had some tough losses. They're there every game, but they just haven't found a way to win. It's tough that they got their first win and now have to turn around and face the Chiefs and Arrowhead.
Yeah,
you made a statement that they went up there and stole one, and I don't think they're going to prove that that was not a fluke, and they're going to go up there and take a game again. They're not going to steal it because they stole it last year. They're going to go up there and take this win. I don't think they're going to beat them both times in the season. I think they're going to split this series. Yeah. But I do think that the Raiders are going to win this one. And then, most of the time when KC beat the Raiders is when they come off of that bye week. Nobody beat Andy Reid after a bye.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Always have them after a bye
week. He's got an impeccable record when it comes to the bye weeks. But, you know, but this game is so critical for Las Vegas because – to go 1-4, man, that, you know, you start to become, you know, demoralized to a sense, because especially with a division opponent, because you could dig a deep hole going 1-4, Wayne, and it'd be tough to come out that cellar, man. You know, through five games, 1-4 is just not a record you want to look at.
Right. That's true.
So you got the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
I got the Raiders on Monday Night Football.
Well, I tell you what.
And I'm not even calling it an upset. I'm calling it a win.
I want the Raiders to win this game. Because I think this team is just better than what this 1-3 record is, and they really need to turn the table. So what is going on with Hunter Renfro?
I have no idea what is going on.
Good thing they got Mac Collins, and me and Gabe Santiago was talking about He saw Mac Hollins, not Collins, did I say Collins? So Mac Hollins, Gabe said, you know, in practice or in during the preseason in camp, he knew that Hollins was going to be a standout player. And it's showing. And, you know, in the NFL, it's the next man up. Renfro doesn't start the season. And then Hollins comes out and shine, takes the pressure off Devontae Adams. And not to mention Josh Jacobs is running the ball really, really well. Really? Of course, we did talk about Chandler Jones, man. This is a game that I said Chandler Jones is going to show up and show out, and that will probably give the Raiders are going to need a lot of help on defense to win Monday night against Kansas City.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Wayne, we did it, man.
We are done.
We did
it.
All right. Hey, we were able to knock it out. And the amount of time, and that's with Christina throwing in her 2 cents every once in a while. Huh? I told you were going to be on the show. So, hey, man, Wayne, I know you got to go and see Alabama State and Jackson State. Hey, you see Dion. Tell Dion I'm not really feeling that Aflac commercial with that duck.
Yeah, right.
And I know that him and Saban don't get along, so stop it already.
Right?
We know that him and Nick Saban do not stand each other. We know that, right?
Exactly.
All right, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, I know you'll be here. Our next show here at the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. I know you're going to be here, and that's going to be a big week. The Texans will be I'm bringing all my folks from Houston to town. The whole city is going to be taken over by cowboy boots and belt buckles and like a pre-rodeo type thing here. Yeehaw. The Texans are coming to town. Patrick Creighton from ESPN Houston. Me, you, and him. Wayne, I can't wait for you guys to meet because I know we're going to have fun. He will defend those Texans till the day he dies. So it's going to be great here. Watching and talking about that. So, hey, enjoy yourself down there in Alabama, and we'll see you back here on the Sports Kings.
All right, Mean Gene, enjoy. And I will see you in a couple of weeks. Good night, everybody.
All right, folks. Wayne Brown joining us on the Sports Kings show from Alabama. He's down there enjoying some good HBCU football down there, college football. So, Christina, thank you for Christina. If I didn't introduce her properly to everyone, I think I have before. She's the creative services manager for JC Hospitality. She don't have a microphone, but I know you could hear her. I heard you in one of the other shows like weeks ago. Because she sets right, you know, she makes sure everything goes right here on the set. But anyway, thank you, Christina, for your input today. And folks, we are going to get on out of here. We're back tomorrow. I don't know why I'm thinking today just feels like a Saturday. Yesterday felt like a Friday. I'm just a day ahead this entire week. But the Mean Gene Show will be on tomorrow, as well as the Sports King Show. So we'll have more exciting things to talk about. Mario Tovar is going to be my guest on, I think it's the Mean Gene Show. And Mario is a NFL writer who covers all of the NFL, but mainly the Chargers and the Rams. So we get a little bit more insight on that Rams and the Chargers from Mario Tovar. And of course, I'm not sure who's going to be my guest. My producer, Ray Lee, came here, had someone scheduled to come on and talk on the Sports King Show. So anyway, hope you enjoyed the podcast. And once again, I don't know. I can say it 1,000 times. You have to really come down here. You hear the excitement and everything that's going on in the background. You know we're not in the studio because we're at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Folks, hey, the weekend, it's Friday. Folks are getting ready to turn up, as they say, and have a great time. The weather's still nice. Folks are still hanging out at the pools, at the resort area out there. You can go online and go to the website, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Go to the website. Take a look at this place. And then after you do that, call your airlines. Book a flight. Come on out here and spend some time with us. Even if we're not here, come out here. Get a good weekend off your schedule. Come out here and enjoy this place. You will always be talking about it, okay? So, all right. So we'll see you back here tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening.